It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good evening from the beautiful GRC Arena. We've got boys high school basketball coming up this evening. A rare Thursday evening game, but this one looks to be a good one. It's Madison Southern. The Eagles come in. Their record at 15-7. They're 3-1 in the 11th region. They have won the one district game that they have played on the year. I'm Joel Bennett. Along with me, Bobby Baldwin. The Cardinals come in here at GRC. Had an article written about the team in the Herald Leader this morning. Read that one, and they described it as a silent 23-1. And GRC, you know, when you think about this Cardinal club, they've really, really racked up the wins. They've been exceptionally strong here in this building. The Cardinals here in this building right now, the fourth full season at this GRC Arena, they're 55-1 overall, 12-0 this year, and the winning streak continues. They played this Madison Southern team to open up this beautiful GRC Arena, and head coach Austin Newton, who is now at Berea College, he's their men's head coach. I know Austin. He's from Campbellsville, played at Eastern Kentucky University. He came in here and brought a team, and somebody forgot to tell him it was the opening of the GRC Arena because his Madison Southern team took GRC to a double overtime, and the Cardinals did prevail 72-70. Bobby, we called that one back on the 11th of February, and just about a spoiler right there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Coach Newton did everything he could to pull it off, and his kids played their hearts out and yet came up just a bit shy. But make no mistake, tonight's game could be a very, very difficult one for the Cards. They're basically going to have to really get after it because they've got a new coach who we know very well, and he definitely knows what he's doing, and this team can flat shoot the ball.
Madison Southern, that new coach Bobby's talking about, he is a veteran. It's Steve Wright. He is in his 33rd season as a Kentucky high school basketball coach. It's his first year at Madison Southern, but he won a Sweet 16 state championship in 2005 with South Laurel High School. He has three regional championships while he was at South Laurel and a regional runner-up at Southwestern down there in Pulaski County. He started off at Walton Verona, coached at South Laurel, coached at Southwestern. As recent as Montgomery County, where we saw him there, he's taken three teams to the Sweet 16. So he's a seasoned coach. He's number 7 all-time in wins in Kentucky high school basketball. His overall record, 746 wins, 288 defeats. And Bobby took some time off, but it seems like he keeps resurfacing.
Well, when you're a good coach, you are in demand. And sometimes these school systems will go seek you out as opposed to you having to go to them. And that just speaks volumes to his credibility.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happened here. But, again, I've said it and we've talked about it so many times. Boys and girls high school basketball, more than half the games that we've covered this year, the coaches have been first-year or second-year coaches, but a little different with Steve Wright here. This guy, he's well-seasoned.
And it's in his blood.
Yep.
He definitely wants to be a part of it.
The George Rogers Clark Cardinals, this will be the 12th meeting with Madison Southern, and GRC with a 9-2 edge overall. The first game, it was GRC defeating Madison Southern 59-52. That was back in 2010, February 17, 2010. When you look at what head coach Josh Cook, the Cardinal head coach Josh Cook, he's 4-1 versus Madison Southern. He has won the last four in a row, including a 76-73 road win last year. Bobby, both those teams, GRC and Madison Southern, both last year shot 50% from the floor. Both teams got more than 25 rebounds. It was a very competitive game.
A war, if you will. It really was. GRC had to play its you-know-what off in order to eke out that victory against a very, very determined Eagles team that I think might be looking for a little revenge tonight, because they had us on the ropes. Couldn't quite put us away, and yet, as well as this team shoots, they are going to be formidable.
There are a couple of common opponents. Both GRC and Madison Southern both have posted wins over these clubs. They had a 73-66 win over Harrison County in overtime at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic in the consolation round, and then they had a 20-point win at home over Madison Central. Go figure that one. They're in the same district with Madison Central, but the 44th, Bobby, that used to, and I guess they're still doing it, they had a blind draw.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you got Madison Central, Madison Southern, Berea, and Model High, and, you know, if you could have, you know, you could have a real subpar season and get a good draw and go to the region. It's a blind draw.
Well, it is, and it's one of very few. There may just be 2 to 3 to 4 left in the 64 districts around the state, but gee whiz, it's part of it, and you just flip the coin and see where you fall.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's a little different. That kind of went out with the seeding, but that's the way it is. Well, Madison Southern, the Eagles, the nickname, they have headed to the locker room. And right now the Cardinals, they are heading to their locker room. We are inside of 8 minutes away from tip-off. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout when we return. More pregame to follow in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability, and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Yeah.
Boys high school basketball coming up here shortly. We've got George Rogers Clark taking on Madison Southern here at the beautiful GRC Arena. We talked about Madison Southern as we led into the break. Their record 15-7 overall. GRC with a 23-1 mark. They're right now on a 13-game winning streak. Head coach Josh Cook, 328 wins overall in his career, 89 defeats, and that's in 13 seasons. He is in his fifth year here at GRC with a 115-43 record. That 115-43, he's winning 82% of the ball games he's coaching here at GRC and winning 78% of the games he's coached since being a high school head coach. Bobby, the coaches are here. The players, I like the Cardinals, the way they're playing right now. We've got good balance on this club. And February is going to be a month of revealing. It's going to tell a little something.
That's exactly right. These next two games in particular are going to tell us where these boy Cardinals are as far as relative to district and regional competition. They had a tough game the other night. This one is certainly going to be challenging in and of itself, and then Saturday they're going to be playing the best team in the state on the road, so revealing is an understatement.
Yeah, we've got the Eagles tonight, and then we've got can't get away from these birds. Bird's the word, I guess. We got the Warhawks coming up on Saturday, and then Scott County, the Cardinals next week, and then Martin County, another Cardinal bunch. Next week as well. It's not until we play Bracken County on the 20th. We get some polar bears then. Get away from the bird word. But Cardinal team and the trending good. I like Rayshon Hampton. He's letting the game come to himself. Bobby hit 12 points the other night. He didn't go, he got only three at halftime, but that tells me he's letting the game come to him. He got seven rebounds. Five of those came in the first half. So there's other things you can do.
Well, and credit Frederick Douglass. They stuck to him like glue that first half, not allowing him to get space to take a shot, if catch the ball at all, in an attempt to shoot himself. But second half, things opened up a little bit for him, and they needed his explosiveness on the floor because Frederick Douglass made that 24 or 5 point run in that fourth quarter and really, really made a game of it. But he was part of the main reason, though, that they were able to edge the Douglass team out and get to the 23-1 mark.
Well, the seniors are really leading the way. We talked about Rayshon Hampton there. You got Breland Morrison. He's hit it 20-plus points, three of his last five ball games. Yeah. J.P. Gaines, we know what he can do. He's an 8.7 rebound per game kind of guy. He'll get you three steals in the game and guard the other team's toughest guy. So you got a lot of good components here on this Cardinal team. You got a sophomore point guard, Malachi Ashford. He's another guy, Bobby, that's let the game come to him. You know, you could maybe overemphasize yourself when the first three games you're look at the stats and you're having 22 a game, but it's can it be that easy? Well, not really, and he's learned other facets of his game. Tempo is the big thing,
and people scout you, and when other teams scout you and they see you're averaging over 20 points a game, something tells me that team wants to try to put a stop to some of that.
Sure, and then the fifth starter that we anticipate tonight, Montez Gay, he's a guy that can be a double-double any night. 6'4 freshman, maybe 6'5. He's got good length. He's a good rim protector. He's worked a mid-range jump shot into his arsenal, and I think it's important you have that rim protector. We don't have a real big team, so 6'4.5 looks pretty big.
6'4.5 is big, and yet he has come leaps and bounds since the start of the season as far as getting his legs under him and knowing what to do. So he's been a valuable contributor to this starting five.
We're going to take our final two-minute break. When Bobby and I return after this timeout, we'll have starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all that coming up. GRC Boys Basketball right here on WWKY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com. How may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
My name is Tina Bryant, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, headquartered here in beautiful Mount Sterling, Kentucky. If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services we offer at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and visit us at sterlinghealthky.org. Or better yet, stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare, we're here for your family.
We get ready for basketball. Got a little bumper running called Swingtown. We call this Win City. Winchester. Here we go to the public address for tonight's starters.
15 wins and 7 losses are the Eagles from Madison Southern High School. Head coach Steve Wright will start the following. At guard, a 5'8 junior, number 0, Kaysen Nob. Nobby. At forward, a 6'3 senior, number 1, Jay Rose. At forward, a 6-foot senior, number 3, Braden Hudson. At guard, a 6'1 senior, number 4, Zach Hudson. And at guard, a 6'1 senior, number 33, Avery Davidson.
Is that how you say it, Nob or Nobby?
Nobby. And now, let's hear it for your George Rogers Clark Cardinals! Coming in with a record of 23 wins and one loss, head coach Josh Cook will start the following. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Good luck to both teams.
They're the starters for the ball game tonight. GRC comes in. They have won 13 in a row. They got a wonderful record right here at GRC Arena. As Madison Southern, the team that they played to open this beautiful facility, is their opponent tonight. Cards match up pretty good across the lineup. Madison Southern looks like a lot of interchangeable parts, Bobby. Tallest guy, 6'3". Everybody else is 6'1 to 6 feet.
And they're virtually all veteran, senior-laden players.
Jumping it up will be Jay Rose. Rose had a double-double the last time these teams played. He had 12 points and 10 boards, and he controlled the tip, but the Cards got it. Here's Hampton, scored at the rim.
Got the tip, one pass, sprint out for the layup, Cards up early.
Got it quickly right there. Rose, high post pass, bounce it off up there to Zach Hudson. Go to Braden Hudson, back down to Rose. Rose lost it, turned it over in the paint. Here come the Cards. Ashford crosses midcourt. It looks like a 2-3 zone by Madison Southern. Ashford, right wing, gets a screen, wraparound pass to Hampton. High post to Gay, backdoor cut. Morrison beat Hudson to the basket. Little high-low action, Bob, with a bounce pass.
Bounce pass to the GRC sign just below the foul line, and then another bounce pass to the slasher coming from the wing. Drew the harm and has two shots here. GRC with the early lead.
Morrison for GRC, senior, makes the free throw. He's a 14-point-per-game average scorer. As I mentioned in the pregame, he has three of his last five games. He's hit 20 or more, and he makes both free throws here. Cards pull it off, and they pull back. No full-court pressure. Bringing the ball up, Nobby. Nobby goes left side. Hudson, he'll take a long three. Missed badly, and the rebound claimed by Montez Gay. Throw it in the front court. Rayshon Hampton, step back three. Got it on the left wing.
Well, the Cards had three opportunities and have 7 points.
Five of their seven coming in transition type play. They got the tap, and they've got the run out. With it on the wing, Rose puts a leg. Ball between his legs, pulls up and shoots, and Montez Gay blocked the shot, but then he saved it inbounds, and Nobby put it up and in, or make that Rose.
Rose, yeah. Rose was right there, right place, right time, and squared up and cut the lead to 4, 7-3.
Ashford in the corner. They go with a bounce pass, but it hit the end line. Rayshon trying to feed Montez Gay, who was flashing across the lane on the block. We played a minute and a half. Cards up 7-3. Here come the Eagles of Madison Southern. Bringing the ball in the front court, Kaysen Nobby. Malachi Ashford picks him up. You got Zach Hudson calling for the ball. He now has it left wing. Ball fake. One dribble. Shoots it with Morrison in his face. Missed it. Weak side rebound taken by Rayshon Hampton. Cards want to run. Hampton whips it over to Gay. Gay one dribble. Back to Rayshon. Three ball. Not there. Back iron high kicker. Comes off Hudson with a rebounded miss. Comes into the front court. Skip pass over to the other Hudson. This is Zach. Zach Hudson holds it up. Breland Morrison looks over his shoulder as he's going to slide through a pick. They run the weave. Nobby has it, and he bounces out between the circle. Ashford follows him. High stack, screen, pick, and pop. They set up to Rose. Rose going to go against Gay. Got into the lane, had an opening, and he lost the ball.
Tried to split two defenders going down the left side of the lane, and ball was deflected off of his leg out of bounds. Cards up 7-3 with the ball.
Ashford, left-hand dribble, crosses midcourt, finds Rayshon Hampton. Still the 2-3 zone, but they bring it way out. Lob pass into Montez Gay. Caught it deep, short-armed it. On the rebound, battle for it, coming away. Zach Hudson has it for the Eagles. They try to feed Davidson in rhythm. He didn't want the three. Picked up the dribble. Backdoor cut. Ashford broke it up. Two players on the deck. Now make it three players on the deck. Here come the Cardinals. Lead pass to Morrison. Morrison elevates. Banks scored.
GRC quick to get that ball out of their hands down court. Lead 9-3 here. Just under 5 minutes in the first.
Ball fake. Now Davidson will take a three, and he missed it. Madison Southern 1-for-4 in the three. Hampton, 2-on-2, pull up, 12-footer, didn't get it. Gaines kept it alive.
Wow.
Morrison tipped it in.
And it looks like Coach Wright wants to talk about it. His team down 11-3.
Well, they're shooting a lot of threes. They're settling for the first open shot, regardless of the length from the basket. Cards up 11-3. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Cardinals keep the same personnel on the floor after that timeout. Southern Eagles bring the ball in the front court. Bounce pass to the high post. Davidson over to Zach Hudson. Braden Hudson trying to get open. They look inside for Rose. He's posting. Now they get it to him. In the paint. Hangs. Shoots. Missed it short. Gay got the rebound. A lot of contact. No call. Here's Hampton. Rayshon in the front court. Reverses on the dribble. Picked it up. Throws a dangerous skip pass. It's going to be picked off and stolen by Zach Hudson. And a foul in the process on Malachi Ashford. That skip pass, Bobby, diagonally, it's prone to be picked unless you're working against that zone.
Have to have a lot of heat on that motion or else gives the defender a chance to get in there and steal it.
Nobby feeds Rose. He and Montez Gay there. Rose is starting to get a little frustrated. Gay's playing it cool. But Rose is trying to get open, and there's been contact all four touches when he's gotten the ball. They go into Hudson. He shoots it. J.P. Gaines flying at him. Three-point shots missed. Here come the Cardinals. Throw it in the front court. Breland Morrison, ball fake, wanted to spin. Puts up a laner, got his own rebound missed. Throws it way out on top. Rayshon, skip it, left side. Ashford, three ball, not there. Rebound claimed, there off the miss by Braden Hudson. Hudson gets it in the front court. He hands it off. Nobby, 25-footer off the pick, in and out. Madison Southern now 1-for-6. They hit their first one. They missed their last five. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Cards with the ball and 11-3 lead. Ashford puts it on the floor. Right wing, now high post. Montez Gay left of the lane, put to the floor, and Nobby with some sportsmanship demonstration helped him up because Nobby put him on the floor and helped him up.
Montez turned, got ready to take it to the basket, and was inadvertently tripped.
Ashford looking to get the ball inbounds. Gaines calling for it. Instead, he goes to Morrison. Gaines has it. JP goes to one knee. Globetrotter style. Kept his dribble. Kick it out. Ashford three ball. Got it between the circle.
Nice ball movement again by the Cards. Opening up an early 11-point lead.
Southern. Nobby. Double team. Backdoor cut. Braden Hudson lays it off. And Rose missed at the rim. Had a good layup and expected contact. He got it in the form of Breland Morrison. is first, team second. Rose will go to the line to shoot two. Could have had an and one, but didn't go down.
Didn't quite go down.
Rose comes into this game averaging 23 points per contest. His free throw is good here. Only one basket in the first 5 minutes for Madison Southern. Another free throw coming for Jay Rose. This one's up and in. Cardinals bring it up. No pressure offered by Madison Southern. Morrison, left wing. Montez Gay offering a screen. Instead, diagonally, they go over to Ashford. Malachi drives in, throws the lob, hit it off the backboard. Gaines kept it alive. Ashford shovels it off. Montez Gay ducked it in.
Close. Quarters, good passing, and an easy deuce.
Rose gives it up. They go now to the left side. Driving in as Hudson put up the shot, a late whistle, but a call there, and Breland Morrison will pick up the foul, and that's going to summon some activity from the Clark bench. Third team foul, second on Breland. At the free throw line, you'll have one of the Hudson guys here, Zach Hudson. He'll shoot two.
His team trailing 16-5 here, 2:28 left in the first.
One of the other Hudson guys has the circles on his arm, the cupping treatment, made popular by Michael Phelps in the Olympics sometime back. I don't know if that, I guess it works.
Well, it's worked. He's a starter, and he's probably been a starter for 3 or 4 years, so it's probably helped him.
Yeah, but maybe it has. Well, the second free throw's missed. Eli Craig checked into the game. Before that second free throw, Cards with the ball and a 10-point lead. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Right wing, Hampton has it. Still a 2-3 zone. Hampton gets to the elbow. Throw it left side. Ashford has it. Top of the key. Started to dart in with the dribble. Instead, bounce pass to Rayshon Hampton. Back to Ashford. Malachi at the foul line. Kick it over. Gaines with a ball fake from the right wing. Got on the blocks. Fed it back out to Hampton. Rayshon has it knocked away from him. They find Montez Gay, who put it in. Ball watching there, Bobby.
Yeah, ball watching, and yet good hands by Rayshon with the quick pass to Montez for the 18-6 lead here.
Driving in, Rose going to try to take it to the rack. He put it up and in. Rose, he has five in the game, and timeout on the floor right now. Coach Cook calls this one. Bobby's got a message. He'll share.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Appreciate the Montgomery Tractor. Thank you, Bobby.
One of our many fabulous sponsors.
Cardinals will have the ball, bring it the length of the floor. Eli Craig, J.P. Gaines, Malachi Ashford, Montez Gay, and with the ball, Rayshon Hampton. He comes up, looks at the 2-3. Cards with some perimeter play as Ashford drives in. Skip it left side. Craig had an opening. Throws a lob pass across the lane. Gaines has it. Power dribble. Put it up. Got it in.
Well, one good thing about it, he went up among the timber, but the timber didn't react. And he fought his way through it. 20-8 Cards here.
Five different George Rogers Clark players have scored in this game. Madison Southern with a ball, approaching a minute to go in the first quarter. Hudson throws the lob back door to Braden Hudson. They go to Rose on the right wing. He throws a no-look pass and a little too high. Davidson not ready. It sails out of bounds, and GRC will have the ball inside a minute to play in the first quarter.
Madison Southern a bit unsettled here for these first 7 minutes, but the Cards have had a lot to do with that.
Sure have. Only 8 points in the quarter. Here's a lob to Gay. He got behind the defense. He missed at the rim. Davidson there at 6'2", able to get up and alter the pass. But here's Ashford. Malachi makes a steal. going the other way. Ashford drives it to the hoop. He put it up and in.
He just took it all the way between the defenders and stroked it home.
And we've got a somersault turned down in the paint as we've got a foul on Malachi Ashford. That's the second on Malachi Ashford, fourth team foul. Coach Cook looking down the bench, and he's going to put Maddox Campbell in, and Malachi will come out the remaining 29 seconds. It'll put Rayshon Hampton running the point for GRC, but before that, the Eagles of Madison Southern to inbound the ball. And they got a pass put in. Hudson missed at the rim, tipped out. Eagles get another chance. Clock at 23. Hudson cupped it in. Maddox Campbell tied him up in the paint. And then some frustration by Braden Hudson. It just pushed Campbell back. Pretty easy to call that foul. Two free throws coming now for Madison Southern. Five team fouls against GRC.
20 seconds left in the first quarter. GRC up big at the moment, 22-8.
Braden Hudson at the foul line. He makes this one. He has made three in a row at the free throw line. Only two baskets in this first quarter by Madison Southern. Jay Rose has them both. Second chance scoring three-point basket and then a bucket on a drive. Both free throws made by Southern. Rayshon Hampton walks it up. He looks over at Coach Cook. With 15 on the clock, he crosses midcourt. Keeps a dribble. 2-3 by Southern. They pack it in. Gay at the foul line to Gaines. Back to Hampton. Rayshon shoots with 6 on the clock. Didn't get it. Gaines with a rebound. His putback is blocked. And with 1 second, Cards will have it out of bounds underneath their goal.
Cards got a good look and then almost a putback.
Rayshon will inbound the ball. Look for the lob in there somewhere. They try to get it in, and it's a turnover by GRC, but it's inconsequential as the horn sounds. Your score at the end of the first quarter of play, Cardinals rolling up good points. They lead 22-10 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter play coming up, back in 1 minute.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Head coach Josh Cook has played 7 Cardinal basketball players in the first quarter. 5 have scored. Rayshon Hampton with 5. Likewise for Malachi Ashford. 6 in the game for Breland Morrison. 4 for Montez Gay. J.P. Gaines with 2. Got a little foul trouble. 2 starters with 2 fouls. And it'll be Maddox Campbell, J.P. Gaines, Eli Craig, Montez Gay, and Rayshon Hampton to begin the second quarter.
Well, that foul trouble could loom large because this team is not going to keep shooting the way it has in that first quarter.
Cards stay with a man-to-man in the half court. Nobby drives in, hands it off to Rose. Somebody lost him. You better find him. He scores, slashing to the rim.
Trimming the lead for the Cards to 10.
Rayshon Hampton walks it up and out of that 2-3 zone. Now Madison Southern showing man-to-man. Nobby out on top. Gets screened by Montez Gay. Gay has it. He'll shoot a 3 and didn't get the roll. Cards now 2 of 6 shooting a 3. Braden Hudson in the front court holds up. Zach Hudson trails. Didn't get it. Now he'll go to him. A 3-point shot in and out. Rose got a rebounded miss. Kick it out. Bluffed another 3. Driving in. New guy in the game, Mason Thompson. 3-point shot by him. Put up and missed. And Montez Gay with a rebound. Madison Southern's missed their last 7 3-point shots. They are continuing to shoot it the first look they get, regardless of how far they are from the rim. Gay drives off the screen, keeps a dribble, 18-foot jump shot, missed it. J.P. Gaines climbing the back of Thompson. That'll be a foul on J.P. His first team first of this quarter. Southern will bring the ball up. Rose with a ball fake on the left wing, and Eli Craig stole it from him. Craig, without numbers, gets a trailer to Hampton, put it in. He waited, Bobby, patiently, and Rayshon caught up.
Very patiently.
Shot put up and in, and a foul called as the basket goes down for Zach Hudson. And they're going to count that bucket. And now J.P. Gaines, the third Cardinal starter, to pick up his second foul. So Montez Gay and J.P. Gaines go out. Breland Morris and Malachi Ashford, they return. Both those guys hold two fouls. Hudson, he is 1-for-2 at the foul line, looking for a three-point play conversion here, and he gets it. Lead cut inside of double digits for the first time in a while.
First time, and yet the Cards in foul trouble. They're going to have to find some offense.
Ashford, right wing, Hampton looking, finds Maddox Campbell, who put it in. Beautiful assist.
Beautiful, right. He found him slashing off the right baseline, and picture-perfect pass, and Deuce Cards back up.
Off the dribble. 11. They go with the left wing. Here's Thompson, handed off to Rose. Rose between the leg dribble, didn't go anywhere. Maddox Campbell on him now. Going to save Breland Morrison some stress there with those two
there
fouls and a three-point shot put up and in by Braden Hudson.
Braden Hudson trims the lead to 8 at 26-18, 5:40 left in the second quarter.
Ashford comes up with the dribble, looking for a screen, rubs off of it. Hudson slides through. He goes to Rayshon Hampton, right wing. Nobby steps out on him, and Madison Southern playing man-to-man. They played 2-3 zone the entire first quarter. They're now in this man. Screen down, pop out Maddox Campbell. Handed off to Breland Morrison. Off the curl, stop-and-go move. Put up a leaner, didn't get it. Campbell kept it alive, but coming away with it, Nobby finds Rose, and then Malachi Ashford picked his pocket. Ashford, 3-on-1, driving, shooting, didn't get it. Morrison's follow won't go. Ashford put it up and in.
They followed the play and got the bucket.
7 in the game for Ashford. He shuts down Nobby in the front court as he tried to drive an attack. Over to Zach Hudson. Pick and pop, nothing there. Keeps a dribble, picked it up at the right elbow. Campbell picked him up. Now they switch off. It's Braden Hudson handing to Nobby. Nobby floats it baseline. 3 ball, way strong. Coming away with a rebound. Here's Breland Morrison, 2-on-2. Morrison to the rim, put it in.
Split the defenders, and we've got to run out the other way.
Going back on a snowbird, and they throw it the length of the floor. Zach Hudson gets it in. As the Cards will walk it up, GRC with a 10-point lead midway through the second quarter. Ashford keeps a dribble, walks it up. Double stack on the high post. Ashford shut off from going to the right wing. Keeps his dribble, bluff to 3. Craig with it. Eli looking, yet to take a shot. He's played appreciable moments. Or minutes, excuse me. He got in the paint. He'll put one up there, and a late whistle. He drew a foul. That foul is going to be on Davis.
Yeah, fouls have been few and far between for the Eagles here tonight.
Eli Craig goes to the free throw line for the Cardinals. Craig's free throw is good.
Cards up by 11, 31-20, just inside 4 minutes in the second.
Craig averaging 3.5 points per game. He's there to shoot another free throw on the season, 67%. He's made both of them here. Cards 4-4 at the line as a team, but as Bobby has mentioned, fouls called against Southern have been slim tonight.
Minimal.
Minimal.
Yes, they have.
Good descriptor.
12-point lead for the Cards here, though. 32-20.
Driving in, Rose trying to work his way in. Gay shut him off on the blocks. They go back into the paint. Here's a fadeaway turnaround from 12 feet. Missed by Hudson. Cards have the ball. Hampton looks for a trailer. Shovels it off. Ashford has it. Rose out there on him. Rose at 6'3". Try to back tip. Malachi pull up 12-footer and hit it.
He got around him and stopped and popped from about 12 to 14. Cards back up 14.
Nobby throws a pass at J.P. Gaines. Steals. Gaines on the drive, and he dunks it.
Yeah, you don't see that very often, but 36-20 Cards, and the place is getting alive.
J.P. on a dunk. His second of the year. I saw him throw a two-hander down over in Lexington. Ball goes out of bounds here. It'll stay with Madison Southern, but that excited the crowds. The pick and the dunk. Into Rose. Rose left to the lane. Makes his move. Got into the paint. So we're going to count the basket, and I think the officials calling a double foul. So they're going to put the foul on Hamp Taylor, who checked in. And then they put the other foul on Hudson, but they're going to give Rose the basket.
That is his first, team third.
So Rose will get credit for that bucket, he says. 9 points in the game.
Madison Southern, Brad Hudson, that's his second.
So it'll be possession two, GRC, I do believe. And
should be.
This official making that call has caused a lot of confusion. Coach Steve Wright with hands on hip, he's not joining the discussion. Coach Cook wanting to make sure that his team gets the ball. And that's going to be the case here. And Coach Cook talking to the official that made the double foul. A lot of times that's a control thing. Let's just settle it down.
Yeah, let's let the kids play ball instead of trying to play a brawl game. Let's play a ball game.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's kind of what he was doing. I agree. J.P. Gaines, blow by move, got it to the rim. One dribble and two dribbles. He was at the goal.
Davis pinned to the floor.
Madison Southern brings it in the front court. 2.5 minutes to go here before halftime. Cards with a nice lead right now, 38-22, and on the left wing, Hudson kicks it out. Davidson going to try a 25-footer. That's off the back iron. Long rebound comes to Nobby. Montez Gay blocked it right back at him. Swing it over. Left side, driving in. Hudson took some contact. His runner won't go. Montez Gay with a fierce rebound. Goes to Hampton. Rayshon weaving through traffic, finds Ashford. Malachi, Lehner put it up, it to go. And they're going to count the basket, and they're going to give an and one. No charge on that as he got the baseline.
Yeah, that was a beautiful pass from Rayshon as he was slashing down the middle of the court. He found him on the wing. A little quick ball fake and then took the baseline to the hoop and the harm.
Ashford will go to the free throw line. 11 points in the game for him, one of his best scoring outputs in the first half in some time. And this free throw short, but Hampton got the rebound. Gaines open. They didn't see him. Rayshon with a three. We'll take 5 points on that trip.
Score. They have come pretty close to doubling them up here, 43-22.
Southern came in here 15-7 with a good record, and another three missed by the Eagles, and the Cards got the rebound. And Rose just crowding Malachi, who ran out of court to dribble on. First on Rose, team fourth. Eli Craig comes in. Malachi Ashford will come out. Malachi with 11 points and two fouls in this game. He also has a couple of steals to his credit. Rayshon will run the point. Card set two players at the elbow, and Hampton runs right at him. Rayshon keeps the dribble alive. He'll step back, shoot a three, and got it right in front of the Madison Southern bench. Nobby let him go, and that was a wrong decision.
Well, I started laughing because it looked good from the get-go.
Yeah, Nobby just was on him and then just backed off, kind of like, you're not going to shoot it again, and he sure did. on the right wing. Davis has it. Davis picked up by Hamp Taylor. Taylor all over him. Quite a bit taller, and Rose makes himself available. Jay Rose will shoot a three, and he put it in. Rose in double figures in this game.
46-25 inside the final minute. Cards in command.
Rayshon's going to walk it up. Coach Cook standing, holds up his play that he wants run against this man-to-man. Gay screens down, pop out Gaines, left wing, JP in the paint, shove it out. Rayshon another three. This one's off the back iron. Gaines tried to keep it alive, but Southern with a rebound. Rose, throw it in the front court. Spot up three on the way, missed it. Long rebound comes off. Cards got it. Rayshon, instead of running out of there with his hair on fire, he's going to walk it up.
He listened to his coach. Coach said, stop.
Yeah, let's take this last shot. 18 on the clock, now 16. Gaines, they work off him in the high post. He leans up and puts up the shot. As he had Micah Whitaker going backwards. And you get that guy backpedaling, Bobby, you run it right at him.
Yeah, he did. He's on the line for two here with just under 11 seconds left in the first half.
J.P. Gaines with 6 points in this ball game.
Two of which were a slam dunk.
Averaging 8.5 per ball game, and that free throw short. The Cardinals, the free throws that they've missed, they've been short. Gaines will be there for one more. 63% free throw shooter. He missed a both, got his own rebound, and they're going to say he was over the line.
Oh.
So that'll go as a miss in of itself. But with 10 seconds, Southern gets the ball, and the Cardinals offering some pressure in the backcourt. Whitaker gets it to Nobby. Nobby back tip, deflection by Gaines, picked up the steal. Craig got it in transition at the horn.
How about that for a finish?
So the Gaines back tip went to Gay, and Montez found Eli Craig. Big score for the Cards here at halftime. Cardinals rolling up a lot of points as they have scored 48 points in the first half. Cardinals leading Madison Southern 48-25. Back in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
GRC Cardinal boys basketball team, they lead here at halftime over Madison Southern. The Eagles, the score at halftime, 48-25. GRC rolled up 22 points in a high-scoring first quarter of play. But they had more in the tank, Bobby. They surpassed that total in the second quarter.
22-10 after one, 48-25 at intermission. A very, very pleasantly surprising score here at halftime against a team that was shooting almost 55% from the field and almost 40% from three-point range. But he said he was going to try to extend that defense out, and it, believe me, it appears that he has, at least for the first half of this one.
I'm surprised as well. I'm not surprised that GRC has a lead at halftime, but the way they've taken this lead, they've won it in the transition game. They've won it in the rebounding game, second chance scoring. I mean, it's been complete effort. Coach Cook, he's punching all the right buttons, and the guys are responding.
Yeah, that's been a very, very good first half. Just about as good as they possibly have played all year against a pretty daggone good quality team.
GRC has played eight players, and seven players have scored in this ball game. Meanwhile, Madison Southern, a team that, as Bobby described to you and gave you those good shooting numbers that the Eagles have, it's been only three players scoring for Southern, and actually one player has nearly half their points. So a little bit of a surprise here. Of course, we've got a second half to go, but, you know, the Cardinals right now with things in hand are under control, 48-25. Looking at some of the team numbers, 4 of 9 shooting the three. Cardinals shoot 4 of 9 from behind the arc. Madison Southern hit their first three-point shot. Jay Rose hit that one, but they ended up in the half 3 for 15 from behind the arc. Turnovers in the game, only 3 committed by GRC, 8 turnovers by the Eagles. Second chance scoring, it's a 10-3 edge for GRC. The three that Southern got was that Jay Rose three-point shot, their first bucket in the game. But 10-3 in second chance scoring, 17-2 in favor of the Cardinals in fast break points. At the line, each team has gone 7 times. Cardinals have made 4, while the Eagles, they are 6 of 7 at the foul line. We're at halftime, 48-25, GRC leading. We will take another 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have individual stats and scoring coming up after these messages.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
K-9-5.
Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here at the beautiful GRC Arena. The Cardinals leading Madison Southern. It was back whenever we opened this arena, going back in the four seasons that GRC was able to escape with a double overtime win over Madison Southern. But in this fourth full season, right now the Cards having a little less tussle with the Eagles, although we still have a half to play. GRC leading 48-25 at halftime. Looking at some of the individual scoring in the ballgame for the Madison Southern team, Jay Rose, he has 12 points in the ballgame. He averages 23 per game, so this is not an unusual game for him. He is a nice, very nice player. 7 points scored by Braden Hudson, 6 points for Zach Hudson. You also had in the ballgame Micah Whitaker, Mason Davis, Avery Davidson, and also Kaysen Nobby all played but have yet to score. For the Cardinals of GRC, they are led in scoring by Rayshon Hampton. He has 13 points in the first half. He has hit 3 of the 4 three-point shots for the GRC Cardinals. Also in double figures, Malachi Ashford with 11 points. Malachi's got a couple of steals, a couple of assists to his credit as well. Also scoring for the Cardinals, 6 points for J.P. Gaines in the basketball game, 6 points for Breland Morrison. He got all of his in the first quarter of play. Other scoring for the Cardinals, 4 points for Eli Craig, made both free throws, hit a layup at the horn. Other scoring, Maddox Campbell, he has 2 points and a rebound in this first half. Hampton Taylor, he has played but has yet to score in the contest. Cardinals came out, they've been going through a shoot-around. Southern just now coming out. Coach Wright had something to say, I guess.
Well, either that or he wanted them to sit back and rest a little bit because he still has 16 minutes of basketball to play. But his team was just simply out-hustled, out-quick. They didn't get to the 50-50 balls, and yeah. Cards were on fire. Maybe they were trying to give Coach Cook a nice birthday present.
There you go. Cardinals lead 48-25. We'll step aside our final 30-second break when we come back. Second half play coming your way on WWKY.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment. The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community. With diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care, with their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals will have the basketball to begin this second half. And on the floor for GRC, Montez Gay, Malachi Ashford, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, and Rayshon Hampton. Madison Southern going man-to-man, and they go immediately into the post. And Montez Gay had one bounce out on him. Going the other way, Madison Southern picked it up a little bit, pushing the tempo some, at least that first possession. They get it in the front court, and Rose is trying to make his move. Gay shut him down. Straight away to Hudson. Nobby will shoot a three from the left wing. Didn't get it. Long rebound comes out. Davidson with a ball fake. They go inside to Rose. His jump hook put it in.
He got the curl. I look for them to come out with a little bit more of aggressiveness and want to in this second half.
Ashford dribbles off to the side, keeps the dribble, now attacks, got a step on Davidson, picked up his dribble, throws it out to Breland Morrison, right wing, drop it baseline to Rayshon Hampton. Hampton trying to go, he goes with a fadeaway, 15-footer, missed it, too strong. Going the other way, Madison Southern, Mason Davis in the paint, kick it out, work it right side, driving in, Gaines with a back tip deflection, but Davis missed at the rim. Nice. Madison Southern did everything right, Bobby, and didn't get a bucket.
Well, the deflection got him out of sorts, and they missed a bunny.
Ashford keeps the dribble, handed off to Hampton, right wing, pop out Gaines. Work it left side, reverse it to Breland Morrison. Coming off the screen, Ashford shoots the three between the circle, missed the rebound. Gaines battling Rose. It goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Eagles.
Only had one bucket here in the first minute and a half of this quarter. by the Eagles, but Cards still lead comfortably.
Perimeter passing by Madison Southern. Davis cut off, and now he'll shoot a little 10-footer, and he put it in.
There we go.
On the floor. It'll be a
30-second timeout called by GRC. 6:14 to go here in the third quarter. And, Bobby, you got a message. You work it in.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Thank you, sir. Well, the Cardinals will bring the ball the length of the floor, and the Eagles look to be going man-to-man. They opened the game with a 2-3 zone, but they've been going man. The Cardinals tried to work a pass off the dribble into the paint, and GRC turns it over, but then Madison Southern gives it right back.
Madison Southern trying to play quickly, and then that time they threw an errant pass down the sideline trying to beat the Cards back down the floor.
Ashford angles off to the left, keeps his dribble. High screen, switching off. Davis got him, bumped him, and Malachi will go to the line. Davis all over him, and Malachi knew just when to shoot that ball.
He did. Well, Cards have been over 2 minutes here and haven't really gotten anything done offensively, so that time Malachi saw the opportunity, took it strong, and has earned 2 free throws.
He knew right whenever Davis committed, he was able to put that one up and in. Ashford missed the free throw, uncharacteristic. He's right at 80% on the season. He'll go there to try to score his 12th point of the game, and he can't do it. Southern pulls away the rebound, and the Eagles with the ball. Down 19. Nobby, stop and go. Can't get away from Ashford. Throws up a shot and put it in. He threw up a prayer, and it was answered.
They've come out with a little more passion in their game here and have scored the first 6 points of the second half with an opportunity to add a seventh.
Nobby, 3 dribbles. Free throw is up and in. As we got Breland Morrison going in, J.P. Gaines has picked up 3 fouls, but he stays in. They bring out Malachi Ashford, the Cardinal 5 right now. Eli Craig, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, Montez Gay, and running the point for it, Rayshon Hampton. He goes to Gaines. J.P., kick it out to Craig. 3 ball, looks flat, and it is. It's short. Breland Morrison wanted to attack, knocked away from him. Gaines got the loose ball. Batted around. Now Morrison will spot up a 3 from the baseline. Shot it way strong. Here comes the Eagles. They'll shoot a 3. That one is flat and short. Gay with a rebound there. He's got 6. Throws a baseball pass to Eli Craig, who missed at the rim. Going the other way. Southern trying to get some momentum, but they throw it away and turn it over. Here come the Cards. Now J.P. Gaines will find Hampton, and Rayshon will walk it up. GRC yet to score. And 3 minutes and 15 seconds of play in the third. Pick and pop. Morrison looking down into the post. Needed a better angle. He threw a bounce pass. It's picked off. Cards turn it over. They're 6. Now with the ball, it's Hudson. Crossover dribble. Gaines playing with 3 fouls. Cut him down. Nobby has it. Rayshon Hampton just took it away from him. Lead pass to Morrison at the rim, put it in.
Big, big play by Rayshon, and a nice pass to Braylon for their first 2 points here in almost 4 minutes.
Midway through this third, Rose attacks, a late whistle, but a foul called as he had the shorter Rayshon Hampton on him, but Montez Gay will pick up the foul. Rayshon tried to double down and leave his man, but Montez draws the foul. Second team foul against GRC, and Rose has scored in every way except at the foul line. This free throw is up, and he's still yet to score from the free throw line.
And number three, Greg Hudson.
Hudson and Whitaker return for the Eagles. Most of these players, a lot of junior-laden team. Second free throw made by Jay Rose.
50-33 cards.
Rose, a senior starter, 6'3", averages 23. He's got 15 in this one. Rayshon Hampton goes to the floor, lost it. Cards turn it over. Southern driving in. Hudson to Whitaker. Back to Hudson. His three,
yep.
Good.
There you go. All right. They've cut almost.
Two-point basket, they say.
Gee whiz, they've cut a bunch off of that halftime lead here, down to 14.
Sure is. Outscoring the Cardinals here in this third quarter. Hampton lost it, got it back, throws it out to Breland Morrison. Cards with four turnovers in 4.5 minutes here in this third quarter. Uncharacteristic play. Coming off the curl. Montez Gay to Rayshon Hampton at the foul line. A lot of dribbling. They double-team him. Losing the ball. Kept it. Lost it again. Gaines put to the floor. And JP being swarmed by Navy jerseys, and that being Madison Southern. Jump ball, and it'll go to the Eagles. I guess going to the Eagles. JP could have said, take it easy.
Yeah.
Just like the song, huh, the Eagles. Take it easy.
Well, if we had a 23-point lead here at intermission, and it is down to 14 here.
The turnovers have been the issue for the Cards here in this third quarter of play. Wraparound pass to Whitaker. Threw a bad pass, and then he threw a worse one. That's stolen by Hampton. Three on three. Rayshon, a little leaner on a pull-up. Didn't get it. Got his own board. Fade away. High bank shot. Not there. Morrison, put it up and in.
Nice board work by the Cards to increase their lead back to 16.
Morrison, he's got 10 points in the game.
1,000 points of his high school career.
Breland Morrison just announced that he has scored more than 1,000 points in a high school. He got two right there. He's got 10 in this game. Back in 1 minute.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Madison Southern with the basketball after the Cardinals called that timeout. GRC staying with a man-to-man. Eagle screen down, pop out Rose.
There
his three's
go.
Good, yeah. Top of the key.
Yeah, they're not going to stay silent for long. I think that's their third of the quarter.
Well, they've outscored GRC 13-4 in this third quarter. Cards with the ball, still up 52-39. Gay has it, right of the lane. Jump stop in the paint, leans up and put it in.
Boy, that was an acrobatic move there to get that 54th point for the Cards.
Ball fake by Hudson. Go to Rose. Rose, they got to step out on him. Morrison switches off with Gay. Now they switch back on the down screen, but it's Nobby with the ball working it right side on the wing. Nobby cuts through after the pass to Whitaker. Whitaker didn't go anywhere. Cut off by Ashford. Malachi steps out on Whitaker. Little shaky. He still wants to dribble. Ashford gives him room. Southern showing some discipline here. Shot blocked. J.P. Gaines blocked the shot by Whitaker. And here come the Cards. Ashford throws in front court. Eli Craig, history rimmed off. Southern in the front court. Nobby, pull up three. In transition, got it.
Okay. Down to 12, 54-42 here at the 118 mark.
The only the second basket scored by Madison Southern in transition. Coach Wright sitting on the bench. He's liking what he sees. Coach Cook trying to implore his team to come on strong. Strong is the move. JP goes to the basket. He had Davidson on his hip. And Davidson draws a foul, his second, team second. And it'll send Gaines to the line to shoot two with a minute four to go here in the third quarter.
Good move, though, taking it strong to the basket, drawing the foul.
JP is 0 for 2 at the free throw line. The Cardinals in this game, 4 of 9. And Gaines did not get the roll.
That's his third straight that he shot short.
Well, that's six in a row at the foul line. The Cardinals have missed going back to halftime. Well, this Southern team, they were down big at halftime. They're coming back. Gaines trying to find it, and he missed that one. Feet were moving as he let that one release. Got to get them straight, guys. They'll make them. Southern with perimeter passing. Hudson straight away to the other Hudson. Braden Hudson, step back,
now
elbow jumper, good from 15.
And all of a sudden, we're down to a 10-point game here.
Malachi Ashford into the front court. Nobby looks up the clock. Ashford holds up his hand. There's 35 seconds. He angles off to the left, goes to Montez Gay. Bounce pass to Maddox Campbell, who checked in at the free throw. Campbell missed a 10-footer on the baseline. Throw it in the front court. Eagles with numbers. Trailing. Now ball fake by Hudson. Pull up 12-footer. Not there. Rebound claimed by Breland Morrison. 15 seconds on the clock. He angles off to the left. Between the leg dribble. At 8 seconds, you need to go. It's at 6. He's still double-teamed. Way out on the floor. I'm unsure that he even knew what the situation was.
I believe that's our ball.
Should be Cardinal ball. But I don't think he was aware that there was 12 seconds whenever he was walking the ball up the floor. So now the Cards have 3.5 seconds in which to try to get a shot off here in the third quarter. Gay will inbound the pass. Ashford has it. Malachi drives in, lost the ball. He got all the way into the paint and then lost it on the turnover. And that'll do the three quarters of play. It's 54-44 in favor of GRC. Again, the Cardinals of George Roger Clark, 54. Madison Southern Eagles, 44. Back in 1 minute.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Fourth and final quarter about to get underway. Bobby, that third quarter was a stinker.
19-6 in favor of the Eagles. They have taken a 23-point deficit in intermission and trimmed it to only 10. So, and the possession arrow favors the Eagles. So the Cards are going to have to dig in and play some basketball this quarter.
Ashford, Gay, Hampton, Morrison and Gaines in the game, and here's a three-point shot that's good from the left baseline. That's Zach Hudson hitting that three. Boy, and all of a sudden the Cardinal fans coming alive. They've been sitting on their hands, I guess. A backdoor cut, and Hampton put it up and in.
Well, that was a beautiful pass from Malachi out top, and he lasered it to him.
Nice play called out of the bench from GRC. Rose missed his shot, got his own board. Kick it out, three-point shot missed. J.P. Gaines batted around, and it went off of the Cardinals. It'll be Madison Southern with the ball right in front of their bench. Coach Steve Wright, one of the few times he's been up. Not as animated this game as some of games past. Nobby has the ball for the Eagles. He's standing near midcourt. They screen down, a lot of running on the baseline. Now they flash high post with its Rose. He goes one-on-one, leans in and scores on Montez Gay. So that's the kind of player he is. I mean, Rose is good enough to work one-on-one against Tez.
He can work one-on-one. He can shoot outside. He can take it strong to the basket. And it appears he can make free throws. Let's see if he can validate the and one.
Free throw is up, and it's good.
56-50, just over 7 minutes left. Cards need some more.
Gaines with the ball, handing it off to Morrison. Breland goes all the way in, and H-Arts, there was no doubt about it. Waiting there on the baseline, Braden Hudson, he will take the charge, and the Cards get the turnover. Compounding the problem, Braylon Morrison picks up his third foul. Cardinals second here in this quarter. So it'll be a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Madison Southern with a chance to get as close as they have been since early in this game. Right now, Braden Hudson shaking up, and you got the other Hudson cleaning the floor. Cardinals, 15 points in the game for Rayshon Hampton, 11 for Malachi Ashford. You've got 10 in the game for Breland Morrison, 6 for J.P. Gaines, 4 for Eli Craig, 4 for, make that 6 for Montez Gay, 2 points for Maddox Campbell. You're caught up on the scoring. We're going to need more of that.
You're going to need a little more because otherwise they're going to be behind here in a minute or two.
48 points at halftime. The Cards only have 56 here. We're in the fourth quarter, albeit a minute gone. Three-point shot missed by the Eagles, but they get the offensive board and another chance. Rose hanging, shooting. That one rolled off the rim. Gay with a rebound. His team leading seventh for the Cards. Off to Ashford. Malachi behind the back dribble. Threw on the brakes. Nobby checked him at the right elbow. With the screen, Ashford can't shake Nobby. Goes left side on the wing. Breland Morrison has it. Cards just standing. Ball not moving right now. Malachi Ashford keeping the dribble. Gaines offers a high screen. Ashford driving. Shoots the runner. Didn't get it. Gaines with a rebound. He's in a bear hug under the rim and a look of disbelief on Hudson, but he had even a bear hug. That foul's going to be on Davidson, his third.
JP in relentless pursuit of that rebound, and it paid off.
These guys, Bobby, have you noticed if they don't get the ball, they try to tip it out?
Yeah.
And that's been the case on the offensive and the defensive end. Montez Gay trying to carve out space. He couldn't get the inbound pass. Morrison got it, drives the basket, put it in. This time it will not be a charge. It'll be a blocking, but I'm not so sure Breland Morrison got the worst end of the deal there.
Yeah, it appears he did. He's still down.
They're going to count the basket, put that foul on Mason Davis. That's his fourth, team second, and Breland Morrison being helped to his feet.
That is his fourth.
Second. 6:02 remaining. GRC up 58-50 with a free throw attempt from Breland Morrison forthcoming.
Well, the Cardinals have missed their last seven free throws. This would be a good time to break that trend, as there will be a starter, Avery Davidson. He will come in. Mason Davis, 6'1 junior, goes out. He had picked up four fouls. Morrison at the line. Can't do it. Cards have missed their last eight at the free throw line. But they lead by eight. Eagles get it just across the front court, nearly a backcourt violation. Nobby with it near the midcourt stripe. Malachi Ashford looking over his shoulder. Angling off to the left with the dribble is the point guard. Screen down, blocked. Pop out Rose. Gay blocked his shot. Lead pass to Breland Morrison. At the rim, put it in.
Beautiful play. Long distance for the 10-point lead.
Morrison with that basket. He has 14 in the game. Beautiful assist. That's only the second fast break bucket in the second half for the Cards after they rolled up 17 points in the first half. Right now, Coach Wright wants to call timeout. He's going to take a full timeout. 5:21 to play in the basketball game. GRC up 10, 60-50, back in 1 minute.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Madison Southern will have the basketball after this timeout. The Cards bring out on the floor Gaines, Gay, Morrison, Ashford, and Hampton. GRC with a 10-point lead. Eagles with the ball. Cards going man-to-man. They played it the entire game. Out on top, Hudson, ball fake on a three, threw it to Davidson, not expecting it, but Madison Southern recovers. Two-hand pass over to the left wing, coming off is Hudson, got a step on the defense, over to Davidson, his three-point shot is missed, Cards crashing the boards, Morrison with a rebound. They release Gaines, and the ball is deflected, it's going to be out of bounds, and GRC will get the ball. Some of the Madison Southern fans that are in attendance bemoaning that call.
Call the foul, yeah. Yeah, it looked like it was off of JP, but there was a little interaction before it actually went off of him.
Hampton's lob pass into Gaines. He's double-teamed, and they pry the ball from his hands deep in that left baseline. Cardinals keep possession on their end of the floor, up 10. We've got 4:48 to go.
Yeah, ball's and in the coffin corner.
It sure is. Hampton looking to throw it in. Somebody's got to move. He gets it to J.P. Gaines. Gaines now to Rashawn Hampton, way out on the floor. Reverse it, skip it right side. Malachi Ashford holds it. Stepping out on him is Nobby. Kasem Nobby on Malachi Ashford, who drives right side. Hang, shoot, put it up, they call the charge. Backside, weak side help, and on that back line, the defense comes. Cards turn it over, their ninth turnover of the game. Third foul on Malachi Ashford, team third of this fourth quarter.
Well-executed team defense by the Eagles. The Cards failing to stop and pop, and instead taking it all the way to the basket, and that's at least two, if not three, of those charges in the second half.
Eagles walk the ball up inside of 4.5 minutes to play. Nobby dribbling, bounce pass, high post. Rose has it. They split two off of it. Crossover step, step back 15-footer. Didn't get the roll. J.P. Gaines got the rebound. He splits the defense. Throw it all the way in the front court. Montez Gay puts the shot up, altered by Rose. Gay got his own board and put it up and in.
Boy, he's had to work for his baskets. The thing has just crawled in and around and off that rim all night. Big one there, though.
8 points in the game for Montez. Rubbing off the screen is Nobby. They work it to the right side. Long three by Hudson. Looks short, and it is short. Montez Gay goes to the floor, as does Hudson, and they're going to call a jump ball. and possession will stay. No, they're going to turn it over to GRC.
Yeah, it's our possession.
Madison Southern trying to make a comeback. Third quarter was a stinker for the Cards. Right now, the official taking control of things. We saw a double foul called earlier, and again, that's to send a message. But yeah, this time the official, rather than embarrassing the young man or anything talking to his coach, he just settles him down here with a little word. Cards back to play. GRC with the ball in the front court. Rayshon Hampton, three-point shot good from the right wing.
Well, that'll stem a rally. 65-50, Cards breathing a little easier here at the 3:30 mark.
5 of 14 shooting the three is GRC, and Coach Wright, he's going to call another timeout. He still has two remaining. He's going to call, I don't think he has a full. I guess he called a 30. I don't know, they're going to say a full. We'll be back in a minute.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Eagles with possession after the timeout. They run the offense. Cardinals man-to-man, and Hudson intent on getting to the basket. Step back jumper is missed, and we got a couple of players of Madison Southern on the floor, and the official calls time. Cramping up, yeah, I do believe, is Zach Hudson.
Yeah.
As he all but traveled on that step back shot.
I tell you what, you've got to hand it to Madison Southern. They came out on a mission in that second half and certainly did a heck of a job getting that lead down from 23 to...
But cut it to six to at six. One time, and, you know, they didn't even shoot any warm-ups. They came out, they came out of the locker room. There was less than a minute.
Yeah.
We were in our 30-second break, and they're coming out of the locker room. So message sent, message received. Cards in a battle. Rayshon Hampton, his three-point shot's blocked by Hudson. With the ball, Southern, Nobby, left side, he dribbled it off his foot. So intent on trying to shake Malachi Ashford, who's sporting a white headband, looks pretty good on him.
Looks good, looks good. He's played a nice game. It's tough for these five starters to stay in tune for an entire game like this, but they've responded here late in this game.
Ashford passes it over deep in the left baseline, Morrison. He drives in, puts it up and in, off the drive. He's good off the bounce, and he puts that one in.
And he shot it where it was clear he wasn't in traffic.
Rose, top of the key, crossover move, jump stop, leaned into Gay. Montez blocked his shot. Gay's been blocking two shots per game, and we have seen as many as five and a half. He's got a couple here in this one, but he's had a tough assignment with Jay Rose. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Cards up now by 17 after Southern cut it to six. Rose trying to knife into that lead. He misses a three. Gaines with a rebound. Morrison released. Ball fake. Let Rose fly by. And he put it in.
JP with a bullet pass of about 55 feet for the easy deuce. Cards back up 19.
18 in the game. And a drive and a foul. They're moving the ball. I think Madison Southern sensing a little more urgency, Bob. They're trying to push the tempo a little bit.
That's not their game.
They like the half-court setup, but Driving in, Hudson cradles the ball and got to the rim and put it in.
2:06 left. Cards up 69-52, however.
Ashford comes in the front court, dribbles between the circle. Behind the back dribble, Nobby stand with him every step of the way. Gaines offers a screen. Nobby fights over. Ashford looking for a backdoor cut. Nobody there. Gaines flashes out high. Drop it baseline. Breland Morrison wanted a three. He's got Davis on him with four fouls. But J.P. Gaines drives in and threw the ball away. On the steal, Rose draws contact. Ashford just cut him off. Rayshon was on the right side of Rose. Malachi Ashford on the left, and Ashford just cut him off. That's his fourth. Cards now at the double bonus will be coming for Southern. They'll shoot two free throws the remaining minute 36 of the game.
Yeah, those live ball turnovers can usually lead to something good for the opposition on the other end.
Jay Rose makes a free throw. He's got another one coming. Rose in this ball game, he's got 22. This free throw, if he makes it, will get his per-game average on the season. And he does. Rose comes out having scored 23 points. Coach Wright pulls him out, and Coach Cook getting ready to put some reserves in as well. 69-54 this game, and the score in this game, and right now both coaches bringing in some reserves. We'll set the Cardinals. Haddon Cecil comes in. Maddox Campbell and Eli Craig, those two guys return. And it's Malachi Ashford with the ball and Montez Gay in the game for the Cards. Minute and a half to play. Ashford goes to Gay, right wing. Campbell calling for it. Maddox had it, and it's taken out of his hands. It's off Maddox Campbell. And Coach Cook wants, he don't want turnovers. When he puts reserves in, he wants you to hold the lead. Hold serve. Whitaker dribbling, hands it off. New guy running the point here, Braxton Arnett. Arnett in trouble. He got in the paint, stuck it right in front of Eli Craig, and Eli just said, I'll tie you up.
I'll tie you up.
Chase Pace coming in for GRC.
Chase Asher at number 34,
Abe Mullins comes in as well, and Cardinal fans applauding Montez Gay and Malachi Ashford. Malachi, 11 points. He got them all in the first half. Whitaker trying to make his move on Pace, throws up the shot, didn't get it. Ball batted around, rebounded, comes off to Southern. Three-point shot missed, and Mullins chases down the errant shot. Cecil goes to Pace. He's a good three-point shooter. He's probably leading the team. He doesn't have enough threes to qualify. He'll shoot right there in a high percentage. Rayshon Hampton with a high percentage, one of the state's top 10. Top 15, I should say. But Pace, a nice shooter. Whitaker can't shake Eli Craig, but he's determined to shoot the three. He missed it. Maddox Campbell, more powerful on that rebound. He cradled that miss. Campbell throws it to Mullins, deep in the right baseline. Mullins, crossover dribble, wants to score, put up the shot. His leaner won't go, and Southern with a ball. This probably the last shot of the game. Whitaker looking, and not necessarily. He throws it away, so the Cards will get it.
Get out of here and wish our very own Coach Josh Cook a very happy 40th birthday today.
Cards don't have to even bring it midcourt, but they do as the horn sounds. GRC escapes a scare. They win. GRC 72-54 win over Madison Southern. Two-minute break. We'll be back after these messages.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals continue their winning streak. It's now stretched out to 14 games as the Cardinals take care of Madison Southern here. The Eagles gave the Cardinals a scare, but GRC prevails in a final to score 72-54, a game that GRC put together a first half that rolled up 48 points and never looked better. The third quarter was a stinker as Madison Southern able to pull to within six, but the Cardinals responded. Like you said, Bobby, intensity good. It's hard to keep it the entire ball game running at a high level, but the Cardinals have enough firepower. They prevail tonight.
Well, they got just what they needed at the critical time. You knew that being down as much as they were, that Madison Southern was going to make a charge, and it made a good one. It made four or five three-pointers there in that stretch between halftime and early in the fourth quarter. And when they cut it to 56-50 with 7:06 left, that's when the Cards regrouped, took off, and outscored the Eagles down the stretch. Oh, let's see here. 16-4. So they wound up winning it by 18, but when it got cut from 23-6, things got a little spooky.
Yeah, and GRC able to pull away with that lead. And again, I can't help but think of Eagles songs, song titles. That 16-4 run by the Cards that reminds you of the song title, well, Already Gone.
Well, how about Take It Easy?
Take It Easy.
Yeah.
They were putting it on, yeah.
We took it a little too easy on them in quarter number three, but again, the Eagles had an answer for that. They came out in the second half, and they had a lot of grit, a lot of desire, and they took it to GRC, got them rocked back on their heels a little bit, but 23-point deficit is going to be very difficult to overcome in 16 minutes, and Cards had enough firepower to get them home. So great victory for Coach Cook on his 40th birthday. Congratulations to him, and he should be up here shortly, and we'll talk to him about all of it here in just a little bit.
6 of 16 shooting the three-point shot. That's GRC's number. While Madison Southern, they made six, but they shot 27 attempts behind the arc. Turnovers in the game, 11 for the Cardinals. They had eight of them in the second half and five of them in that third quarter. 11 turnovers for GRC, 14 committed by Madison Southern. Cards held and led a 14-10 second chance scoring edge. The Cards outscored them 23-5 in fast break points. GRC struggled at the foul line, 4 of 12 shooting, while Madison Southern, they were sparkling. They went 11 of 13. individually for the Eagles of Madison Southern, 23 points in the game for Jay Rose. He hit his season average. Other scoring in double figures, the Hudson guys, Braden and Zach, each with 11. 6 points scored in the game by the point guard, Kaysen Nobby. 2 points by Mason Davis off the bench. A host of other Eagle players played but failed to score. For the Cardinals at GRC, 18 points in the game by a couple of seniors, Rayshon Hampton and Breland Morrison. Hampton had 13 in the first half. Breland Morrison, he came on strong. He had 14 in the second half. Other scoring for GRC, 11 in the game for Malachi Ashford. He got all his points in the first half of play. 8 points scored by Montez Gay, 6 points for J.P. Gaines, 4 points scored by Eli Craig. He had a 3-point shot by Chase Pace, 2 points for Maddox Campbell. A host of other Cardinals played, but failed to score in this game as GRC pushes their record to 24-1. Head coach Josh Cook making his way here. We'll talk to the birthday guy here shortly as the Cards win this one. And, Bobby, they're showing him some signs over there. I don't know, Coach. They're giving you some good treatment over there. Happy birthday, or the
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The old man sign kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but you're only 29.
Yeah.
Well, the word has it down there. The numbers tell the story. You step into a new decade, huh?
Yeah, I do. And I'll say this, and this is kind of my second 20 was better than my first. and I'm really thankful for that. If my third set of 20 here can from 40 to 60 can be as good as it was for 20 to 40, I'm very, very blessed. I'm very thankful.
Well, I tell you what, you're on a pace right now. Tonight was the 329th win. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Yeah.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
This coverage continues as head coach Josh Cook up here with us says the Cardinals pick up this win in a final 72-54. Coach Cook celebrating his 40th birthday, and like he said, the second 20's been good, and 329 wins as a high school coach. You went up against the seventh winningest coach in the state. Mm-hmm. Tonight, Coach Wright. He's
had a great career.
He's coached 33 years. You've been hatched 40. So,
we've been against each other quite a few times.
So, I bet you. Now, Walton Verona, they had listed as his first gig. Was he up in the mountains somewhere other than?
He was at Southwestern. When I was at Mercer, we had some pretty good battles.
I got you.
He was at Southwestern. So.
Gotcha. And doing some 12 threes in action there. Head coach Josh Cook, again, 329 wins on his 40th birthday. The game of, your first half, I don't know that you could have played a better first half. You had outscored them 10-3 in second chance scoring, 17-2 in fast break points. Everything was clicking. You'd only made 3 turnovers. That third quarter was a stinker, though.
Yeah, it was.
But you got it back.
No, it was. I mean, that's the good thing about life. And a good thing in basketball would teach you life lessons. Just when you think you're on top of the mountain, you might come right back down, and you better start climbing again. So, very good experience for them to understand that you always have to keep playing. That is my philosophy. You can't be too comfortable. And a great experience for us. And good fourth quarter. I told them honestly, I said, guys, I think you're trying to celebrate my birthday in the third by giving up 40. And that was. And that doesn't make me really happy. So, but I'm awful proud of them. Great job over a good team.
What was the pivotal point that got it turned around? Because once they closed the gap to within 6, like Bobby and I, we were talking in the post game. You went on a 16-4 run.
You want me to be honest?
Sure.
I'm a very honest person.
No,
this is another. I mean, Yeah, this defense and toughness. Like, quit listening to all the stuff that really doesn't matter. A missed call or you know, you don't like that play or, you know, or you missed your shot or somebody missed you. Quit worrying about all the stuff that really doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
Lock in and let's guard together as a team, because if you do that, guys, you get to run in transition. And we, it's one of our best. Like, the past, this week, we have grown so much defensively, man-to-man, that, you know, we're not really mixing it up as much right now. Like, last week, we worked on a bunch of traps so we could learn, have those things. Right now, we're just guarding. And we've had really, really good quarters. Third quarter, no. But first, second, and fourth, yes. And that was the difference.
What about your listening to head coach Josh Cook? What about you had in the first half three starters, two of them had 3 fouls and another had two.
Mm-hmm.
And the mindset, what's going on in a coach's mind there? Like you said, you're wanting to amp up the defense. Mm-hmm. And they had some good frontline players. No. They didn't shoot good today, but you may have something to do with it.
Yeah, making some tough shots. But, yeah, sure. I would take some credit with it. Yeah.
They were taking they were settlers. But what goes through a coach's mind when you know you've got three starters in foul trouble?
You got to keep playing. The other guys, you know, on our bench has been great. It's been good, but I'm not going to cut anybody any slack. You're going to guard if you're going to play here. And a lot of the times their fouls are because they've took a few seconds off defense and got out of position or reached that time, or they've had that mental lapse, and I call it toughness, because I think you have to be tough if you want to play, especially in postseason. You got to continue to guard. You can't let up. You can't, you know, one screen you don't like, or I didn't talk that play. You got to continue to guard, and because that's the key, man. That's the key. Like, we were talking, if you look at the postseason scores from years past, that's how it's won. Like last night, Trinity and Ballard played two great teams in the state of Kentucky, two great programs, score 66-59. It's not as much about scoring come February and March as people want to think. It's, you got to lock in and guard. If you can do that, you give yourself a chance.
Oh, listen, believe me, at the Sweet 16, 53 points was the, you know, you get 53 in a game, man, your chances of winning were pretty good. Coach, I noticed your players, too, on the offensive and defensive backboards. If you're not getting a rebound, they're tipping it out.
And that's, I mean, getting a head on is fine, as long as everybody's staying active and staying in. Thank you. As long as we're there and we're tapping it, but all five guys, no run outs. We want to play fast, but you can't run out. You got to stay in. So if we tap, you got a chance to grab. And that's, you know, that's a good strategy we have, as long as all five are in there crashing.
Yeah, and the guys are keeping it alive. Well, speaking of alive, he's been alive 40 years and celebrating a birthday today. Head coach Josh Cook, congratulations. Getting the win, that's always good. Your winning streak now 14 games. Your record at 24-1 and. Got a little statewide press. I sent you a little photo of that. I'll be getting that for a scrapbook.
That's great. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And that's a great thing. It's a great thing for a school or community.
They called it a silent 23 wins.
That's fine with me, man. I'm okay. We can lay in the shadows. I don't think we're in the shadows that much anymore. So
right.
It's good for us to experience the high and low with that.
Sure.
And that's kind of the part of first set quarter. Once again, now come back down to earth, guys. You still have to lock in and guard and see what the game will bring you.
All right. Head coach Josh Cook, we'll see you Saturday night.
Thank you.
Take care, coach.
All right. Head coach Josh Cook, his team comes away with that win. And, Bobby, we've February offers some surprises, and it's going to reveal a lot. And it came on tonight.
Oh, that's exactly right. They played a tremendous first half. Staked themselves to a big lead, and then had to regroup early in the fourth quarter to make sure that they held that lead. So that's what basketball is, and that's just what Coach Cook was telling us.
Big game tomorrow night. We're going to be back on the air, and it will be the marquee game of the state. It'll be George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls team taking on Sacred Heart up in Louisville. We're going to be bringing that game to you right here on WWKY. So be tuning in to that one. 6 o'clock tip. There'll be another game to follow. It'll be a boys match up there, but GRC girls, good luck to them, and they're taking on Sacred Heart. Couple of well-coached, really high-performing clubs. So we're going to bring you that one tomorrow, and then we got a game on Saturday, and we're going up against Gonzaga and UK on Saturday.
Yeah,
but we've got Great Crossing coming. That's going to be a tough one.
We've got the number one team in the state coming under the microphone, so we will see how we can fare against them. But Card's got a good win tonight, and that ought to catapult them into a ready position here in a couple of days.
Big commitment, WWKY, and that's to bring you GRC High School Sports. We thank our sponsors for allowing us to do this. Again, tomorrow night we'll be on the air 5:45 for a 6 o'clock tip-off girls action. But the boys win here tonight, pushing the record to 24-1. Until tomorrow night, for Hayes McMakin, on-site engineer, back at the station, Tom, we appreciate his production. Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Good night.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.